get started here. I realize it's chilly in here. I get that. All right. It's it's a little bit chilly, and that's okay. Because this is not going to be, I don't think, super long, but I'm really excited because every year that we do Mission Akron, things are a little bit different. There's never been one that's been the same. For those of you that have been on multiple ones, you know, none of them are identical, and that's one thing that I love about it. So I'm excited for Mikey and I to be able to lay this out for you, at least where we are right now. And I'm also excited that middle schoolers and college age and above have a chance to be a part of this as well. One of the ideas of Mission Akron has been for a long time for this to, you know, expand into almost a full church participation kind of thing. And so I think we're going to finally be in a place where we can start to do that a little bit more. And you'll see how we break this down. So let's pray and we'll get started here, okay? Father, I love you, Lord, and I thank you, God, for the chance we get once again to come together and start the process of putting together Mission Akron, God. And this is something that you move through in such amazing ways every single time. God, you use missions efforts and serving in a way that you just don't do with anything else. And so, God, we're so glad that we get to be a part of something like this. Lord, I pray that you would inspire us and show us, Lord, the way in which you're calling each and every one of us to potentially be a part of this. So, Father, I pray that that you'd give us clarity of thought, clarity of words for Mikey and I, and for understanding for everyone, Lord. And God, ultimately, Jesus, we want people to come to you and to come to know you through the efforts of Mission Akron, but also, Lord, just through the efforts that we live out every single day of our life. So, Lord, let this not only be the start of getting excited for this, Lord, but let it be something that spills out into our everyday lives as well. God, we love you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So, Mikey and I are going to kind of both have a part in telling you what this is going to look like this year. I guess let me just say this, because there are going to be three tiers of participation, the way that we've got it figured out, for middle school, high school, and basically everyone else. And so we're calling it college age and above. So let me say this. Everything that we're going to lay out first, I'll tell you the way the three tiers are going to break down toward the end, because everybody needs to hear everything about what the projects are going to be. And we're going to do our best to answer as many things as possible right up front. So any questions that you might have, just do us a favor and save them till the end, because we will have a question time. We might answer the question you're thinking as we go. Second thing, all of this is going to be available online. We're recording this as a podcast. You'll be able to go back and listen. So if you're a note taker kind of person, feel free, but you don't have to. Okay, you don't have to take notes, because we will give you a piece of paper that actually has everything on it, and you can go on the internet and get all the information there as well. All right, so let's get started how we start every missions meeting. Mission Akron is going to be July 14th through July 20th, Sunday through Saturday. And obviously, Mission Akron is about reaching the mission field that's in our own backyard. And we should all know this verse by now. But we're going to start with it because it's the vision and it's what holds everything together. And it's Acts 1:8. The last word, you know, one of the last things that Jesus says, you'll be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth. We are starting at home and working our way out. And we are going to continue to do that. Every other year, Mission Akron is going to be a thing that we do bare minimum every other year. But it's a thing that we are 100% committed to, because it doesn't matter whether we're in this building or when we're in the new building. This is something that's going to be, that's just going to be a part of our DNA as we move forward, because it's what Jesus called us to do. So I'm going to turn this over to Mikey at this point so that he can explain to you the projects and the people that the partnerships that we're going to be working with. He's going to tell you a little bit about each one of them and what our week's going to look like. So Mikey McVeigh.
Thanks. I'm really excited about what God's going to be doing this summer. The partnerships that he's just put in our lives that for this Mission Akron, I feel like is going to change the community in ways that only God can do. And I can't wait to see what he does this summer. And our one of the first people that we met with was F.J. Marr, and he's a part of Jake's Reach that you can see on the screen. He created this organization to help spread awareness about the drug epidemic that we have in the Akron area. And it was actually started through his grandson, who actually graduated with JL. They were really good friends and close in high school. And about a year, 2 years ago, he was about a year and a half sober from being addicted to heroin. And he overdosed and relapsed, and he died 2 years ago. And his grandfather just had this huge burden on himself to create this organization to give people who struggle with that and struggle with addiction hope in Jesus, that they can, they know that they have people there that love them. And he also wants to spread awareness so no one else has to suffer going through this anymore, that he wants to save one person at a time. That's his motto, is if he can save one person, then he's successful. And when we were talking with him, it was very, like, convicting, because through his organization, they do studies and things like that, and they came up with the conclusion that people start doing drugs as early as fifth grade. And it's very prevalent in all areas of life, and it's in the places that we would least expect it. Like, his grandson was in a small town suburb that he played sports. You wouldn't have expected him to be addicted to heroin, and that it's in places that we don't expect, and people are struggling with it that we don't know they're struggling with it. And he just wants to spread that awareness. And they're also getting a the city of Akron is giving them a building slash house to house people that are coming out of halfway houses or rehab, because when they get out of rehab or out of the halfway houses, they get back into exactly what they were doing, because they don't have their driver's license, they don't have jobs, they don't have clothes, they don't have anything, so they just get back into what they were doing before. And what FJ is trying to do with this organization is spread awareness and spread the hope that people know that there's more to life than what they've been through. And he just wants to show them the love of Christ and the hope of Christ to those people. And we'll get into more exactly what we're going to do with them. But our another group that we're going to be working with is Church Community Volunteer Group, with it, which is with Elisa Tingler and other people going around the community and just helping people in any way we can. And then the other organization that me and Jay got to meet with a couple months ago was The Well. They're the Well of Akron Community Development Corporation. And basically what they do, they're based in downtown Akron, and the town is actually called, and we didn't know this until they told us this, but it's called Middlebury. It's right on East Market Street, past Exchange, a little bit past Exchange. They're based in it used to be a church, and I think they still meet there upstairs, but they have a coffee shop called Compass Coffee that is actually really good. They gave me and Jay some coffee. But what they do is the guy who started it, the founder of The Well, he used to live in Middlebury. He moved away, went to somewhere to school, and he moved back with his wife, and they came back and saw the town, and it was run down. All the houses were abandoned, and it just did not look how it was when he grew up. And he had this conviction and this burden to come back here and move back here and start fixing up the town. So him and his wife bought a house for $10,000, put $60,000 into it, fixed it up, and now they live in this town. Well, now what they're doing with The Well, the organization they started, they from the money from donations and Compass Coffee and other means of money, they buy houses in that neighborhood for cheap, and they fix them up, and they rent them out to people. Because the issue in this part of Akron is slumlords buy these houses, they don't fix them up, they don't do anything to them, and they make people pay rent up to $1,000 to $1,500 for houses that cost $5,000 to them. So these people can't afford to feed themselves, can't afford to feed their kids. They can barely afford to live. So what the well does is they buy these houses in the neighborhood, they fix them up, and they make a reasonable, affordable rent to people so they can survive and live and get jobs and feed their kids and whatnot. And it's really cool. When we met with them, everything they do, especially with Compass Coffee, is they want to build a community, which with Connect Church is exactly what we're trying to do. And like on Compass Coffee on Tuesdays, they have open mic night where you can go and anyone can sing. Like they were telling us that they'll have some girl from college from Akron U that comes and sings, and then they'll just have some random homeless looking guy come in and sing. And like there's so many people that come in and just create a community and feel so welcomed and like they belong somewhere. And that's exactly what we're trying to do. So it just kind of fits so perfectly with what we're doing. And then obviously, usually every year we work with the Akron Canton Food Bank. We'll be doing whatever we can with them. And then we're going to be having a work day at Connect Church. There's going to be plenty of stuff. I know Larry Knight said he's going to have a lot of work for us to do outside. And then we're working on some more things. We'll have some more more projects to do, but we're just working on those right now. And then our schedule for the week is going to basically look like this. This is what a day will look like on Mission Akron. We're going to wake up, we'll eat breakfast, we'll have devotional time, and then we'll go out, we'll do our projects, whether it's a whole day at the well, whether it's a whole half a day somewhere and half a day somewhere else. That's most of the day we'll be doing our projects. And then we'll come here, or actually we'll go back to where we're staying, and then we'll eat dinner, we'll shower, and then we'll have worship time, and we'll have reflection time, and then we'll have free time, and then go to bed. But that's basically a rundown of what a day will look like on Mission Akron. But most likely, and this could change, we're not completely sure yet, but we're hoping to be able to stay in the new building at Connect Church. Depending on the schedule and how things work out, it could change, it could not, but we're really hoping and really wanting to stay in Connect Church. And then the Word Church was gracious enough to let us use the facilities here to shower. And that's going to be separated by gender. The leaders are going to be in charge of that. We're going to have a schedule. This different genders will not be in the same building at the same time when it comes to showering. But we are going to be showering here, and the Word Church was very gracious enough to let us do that. And then when it comes to food, we'll be eating at Connect Church or on the lunch or on the work sites for lunch, and we'll have breakfast and dinner at Connect Church or wherever we're staying. And then also along with the food, if anyone would like to possibly donate food, we're always open for donations. If that's the way you feel like you want to serve, we're definitely open for donations for food for the week. So then basically after talking about what the organizations were, most likely what we're going to be doing is at the beginning of the week, we're going to be working with the well. The first 3 days, most likely, we're going to be working with them. And basically what we're going to be doing is whatever they need for us, whether that's demolition, painting the houses, yard work, building decks, whatever, like whatever they need us to do, because I know they have a goal of they want to do 60 houses in 60 months. So they're definitely going to have stuff for us to do. And if we can do the annoying job of painting a house, because I know with 40, 50 people, we can easily get a house done really fast and be able to help them out, because they don't have like the biggest group of people to do it. So us going in and helping them out is going to be huge for them. And then towards the week, we're going to be working with Jake's Reach. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be running a summer event. And basically what that's going to look like is we're going to have, like, bounce houses, stuff to do outside, like games, food. And then we're going to be having things to give people to spread awareness about the drug epidemic in Ohio and in Akron. And then we're also going to be just hanging out with everyone. And, that's what I was trying to remember. We're doing a sock drive, which might sound weird, but when people come out of rehab and they come out of, or they're homeless or they come out of jail or whatever, like, the number one thing that they need is socks. So, like, when people come to the summer event, we are asking everyone to bring a sock, bring a pair of socks for the sock drive, because that's one of the things most people can't get, and it's very, like, vital when we live in Ohio and it gets to negative 20 degrees, and we don't want our feet to freeze off. So that's what we'll be doing with them. The food bank will happen sometime during the week, and we'll do whatever we can for them, sorting food, sorting drinks. And then we have a few more projects coming up on the way, in the works. But then at the end of the week, the very end of the week, on Saturday, it will be our fun day. And I hope you guys are as excited as I am, because we're going to go to Cedar Point. And we're going to spend a whole day at Cedar Point, and we're going to ride some roller coasters, have fun, hang out, just spend the whole day there. And it's going to be a really fun time. I love Cedar Point. But make sure you guys bring your own money for food and whatnot, whether you want to buy souvenirs or not. Make sure you bring your own money. And the tickets are in the cost of what Mission Akron will cost. So don't worry about the tickets, because they're being paid for through your guys' payments for Mission Akron. That being said, we do have some expectations and requirements, because going on a missions trip is a privilege, and it's something that God gives us the opportunity to do. And so obviously there's got to be requirements to it. So we have our 10 volunteer hours at either ABT or Connect Church. I know a few of you have been over on work days. I know Riley's been to a work day, and you guys can write that down as volunteer hours. So if we have a work day and you guys want to go to it, that, depending on the day, you can get 2-4 hours worth of volunteer hours just working at the new building. There's plenty of stuff to do around here, kids ministries, and definitely just trying to get that in, because it's important for us to be able to volunteer and show to our church that we are committed to them. You need to attend 3 out of the 4 training meetings, unless you're excused by me or Jay. And if you guys, like, absolutely can't make it to a meeting because something extreme's come up or whatever, just come talk to us and let us know, just so we can figure some things out, talk to you guys. We just want to know. We don't want you to just not show up, just so you keep us in the loop. And then make sure we're kind of mixing it up this year a little bit. 75% of Wednesdays and Sundays, which means you got to be here 75% of the time on Sundays and Wednesdays. And depending on what our schedule looks like, because our schedule could change here or there depending on when we move, or if we don't get moved in by the missions trip, like, the schedule is still a little bit fuzzy, but make sure you're here 75% of the time on Wednesdays and Sundays. And then you need to have a heart to serve. And if we don't have a heart to serve, then we're not representing God right. We're not representing what he has asked us to do. So that's something that's very serious, is we need to have the mindset and the heart that what we're doing, we're representing Christ. And if we don't represent Christ well, then we're doing the opposite of exactly what we're supposed to be doing. So keep that in mind. Make sure you need to have a heart to serve. And be praying about it, and be thinking about how I can represent Christ well. Our training meetings are going to be on March 31st, April 28th, May 26th, and June 30th. And now some of these could change depending on what our schedule looks like. It would be nice to really be able to do a few meetings at the new building. So just we'll keep you guys updated. But for right now, these are what the meeting dates are going to be. But if they do change, we'll definitely let you guys know way in advance of when those will be. But you guys need to make sure that you're here at the training meetings, because we're going over not just our gospel training and things like that, but we're going over safety things that you guys need to be here for, because we're going to have people from the well, and we're going to have people from Jake's Reach come talk to us, and they give us the training on how we need to be when we're interacting with the people that we're going to be interacting with. So make sure you're here for every meeting, so you can have the safety training that you're going to need. So now I'm going to give it back over to Jay.
All right. Yeah, the meetings are always really important. And again, just to reiterate what Mikey said, if you can't make it, I mean, granted, we're saying 3 out of every 4 meetings, but to be honest, it'd be nice to have everybody here for 4 out of 4 meetings so that we're all on the same page, because the meetings also bring us together as a team. There's a lot of community stuff that happens in the midst of preparing to go on a trip and to, you know, get to know each other, and all of that stuff is really good stuff. So now some of these things, when it comes to expectations, requirements, I know probably some of the college age and above are going, ooh, on some of those things. And I understand that, like, some of these things might have to be a little bit fluid if we can, but we want to try to hold everybody to the same standard, if you will. I understand that the church attendance thing, it's, you know, high school and middle school are the only ones that we actually, like, take attendance per se. But, you know, the bottom line is, if you're not committed to our church family and you're not committed to here, then, you know, we need to all be committed to that to move forward together on this trip. So let's talk about the cost and the deadlines for it, all right? As I mentioned, there are 3 tiers for this, and I'm going to kind of try to break down for you the way that we see this working. Again, this is a new kind of thing that we're doing to try to get everybody involved as much as we can. So let's start with the high schoolers, okay? High schoolers who are going to be able to stay all week and be able to be, you know, just like normal, if you will. For those of you that know what normal is for Mission Akron, $250 a person, $50 deposit due by Sunday, March 31st, which is also our first training meeting. We try to line these things up with the training meetings as best as we can. Final payment is going to be due in the last meeting, which is June 30th. Emergency medical form, we need that. Deposit, we would prefer for it to, now if you've already got money in your account, that's one thing, but the fundraising that I'm going to be talking about here in a few minutes does not count toward the deposit. And to be quite honest, the main reason is because I feel it's important for all of us to have some skin in the game. I think that's an important thing. And you're going to be staying here all week, but to be honest, as we always do with the fundraising, I really don't see a reason why anybody shouldn't be able to raise all of the money and then some with the fundraisers that we're going to be rolling out here in just a couple of minutes past the deposit. So $50 deposit due the end of March, remainder due June 30th, and that will cover everything. That will cover everything that you need, minus spending money at Cedar Point, as Mikey pointed out. So let's talk about middle school and high school, your involvement, or middle school and college age and above. Because high school, again, you're coming on Saturday or Sunday, and you're going to be sleeping, you know, with the team and everything the whole week. It's just like you're here the entire time. All the meals, everything is covered. Middle school and college age and above, this is the way this is going to work. All right, so middle school is going to be $75. College age and above is going to be $125, and here's why. So middle school, I'm going to start with you guys. 3 days of work from 12:30 to 8 p.m. plus Cedar Point, $25 deposit due by Sunday, March 31st. And here's the way that's going to look. Again, some of this is a little fluid because we're still trying to put some things together, all right? But quite frankly, the stuff that we're going to be doing at the well, the construction that's going to be done there is probably not going to be the best for middle schoolers, just to be quite honest with you. It's going to be a little more on the construction side, and we've been advised by them for it to just be high school and above for those projects, and those are pretty much going to be all day, every day, the first 3 days is what that's looking like. There might be a thing on Sunday that we can all be a part of, and so the other thing is, from a middle schooler's perspective, you guys won't be staying the night with us, so that's just going to be a certain amount of time on each day that you can get dropped off right after lunch, and then you'll be with us the rest of the time on those days. And the reason we're saying till 8 o'clock is because we want you guys to be a part of the worship time with us. We want you guys to be a part of the reflection time with us. And then as soon as we're done, and dinner, that includes dinner. And then as soon as we're done with that, because then we're going to hopefully shuttle back here for showers. Then when we start that, then you guys can bust out and we'll see you the next day. So that's how that's going to work. Not to mention the whole like spending the night, the vast age difference there, we're just not comfortable with, to be quite honest with you. And so we want to be above reproach and all of that. So, that is also the same for the college age and above piece. That's not going to be a spend the night thing. So the work all week, though, because we could use the college age and above all week, especially at the well, and that's 12:30 to 8, and honestly, that's just eliminating two meals, so that reduces the cost for us as well with that, and transportation. Is going to be helpful there, because we're going to have to get transportation for the high schoolers for all of that back and forth and everything. And so that's going to be $125, which is includes everything, but that's also the entire week there. So that would also include dinner, and we want you all to stay for the worship time and everything there as well in the evening and reflections and all that good stuff. So that's the three tiers that we have, and we're going to see how this works. And to be quite honest, it might need to be a little bit fluid because we've never done this before. But I love the idea of getting everybody involved, so this is where we're at right now, okay? And we feel really confident that this is going to be a good way to go moving forward. But college age, I'll talk to you guys for just a quick second. If on those days, those other days, the whole 12:30 to 8, if you might potentially want to come in the morning too and you got the whole day off, I'm not going to kick you out, all right, if you show up at the work site. I'm not going to be like, Tyler, no, we don't want another, you know, able-bodied adult to help us do stuff. You know, like, that's not going to happen. Maybe with you, but not with everybody else. So, no, I'm just playing. All right, so that's that. Fundraising, let's talk about that. Fundraising is for everyone. Everyone can be a part of this, all right? We have an awesome per person, per kid account system set up, the way that we do it. So when you raise money, we can put the money in an account that's allocated to you so that you can then use that to spend on your on the trip costs and all of that stuff. High schoolers and middle schoolers, listen to me real quick. These fundraisers, you should be able to not only raise the money for Mission Akron, over and above, but you should be able to knock out Believe, you should be able to knock out camps. Honestly, if you do these well, you should be able to knock them all out. Because these are good money makers. They're tried and tested and proven over the years. So first one is going to be lasagna dinners. We did this last year, and it's going to be done the exact same way. All right, that is beginning now through the 24th, and we've got a bunch of these guys, and these are the order cards. You guys should all know how these work, but if you don't, I'll tell you real quick, because there's always somebody that asks. So the side that says customer copy, that stays with who? Nice. All right. I feel like that's pretty obvious as well, but there's always that person. So you're just marking down what they want and their name and who sold it. Please put your name on it. Students, put your name on it. By the way, put your name on it so that we know who sold it, all right? So the customer keeps the little side, and you turn in the big side. There's even a dotted line on there. And you can put them in the box with your name on it in an envelope with the money and your name on it. That way, we know whose it is because your name's on it. See, you're not going to forget that now. Yes, ma'am. Mm. Yeah. Make sure it's all filled out. Yeah. They are $25. And what is included in this is a frozen pre-made family-sized lasagna ready to cook, a loaf of garlic bread, and your choice of beverage. So there's vegetable and meat lasagna. Coke, Diet Coke, Sprite are the choices. Pick up and deliver are also choices. Deliver means you take it to them. Pick up means they pick it up here. That's always confusing as well. Yeah. You guys deliver it to them if you click, if you check deliver. I'm on my computer. If you check deliver, all right, that means you deliver it to them. Cool. This is a good moneymaker. All of these, by the way, one of our rules of thumb for fundraisers, if you can't make at least 40% profit on these, I don't do it. Because I don't want to give you guys a fundraiser where you're like, yeah, I sold $3,000 worth of stuff and I made $8. Good job. We've done that before. Remember in 2012 when we did Chick-fil-A? You remember that? Yeah, you remember that. That was the worst. I love Chick-fil-A. Don't get me wrong, but our students worked their butt off and they each made, I'm not kidding, like $9 a piece by the time it was all said and done. I was so upset because they really did work their heinies off. And so we learned some good lessons there and not doing those kinds of things again, at least. So that's that one, lasagna dinners, mixed bags. We do mixed bags all the time every year, and we're starting a new one today. We've got the books and the catalogs and all that stuff back there. You can also do online sales now through the 3rd. That's the first deadline is March 3rd to turn in the mixed bag sales. And there's all kinds of things that are in there. It's not just bags. They've got cookware and they've got, I think mom got an iPad case or something. There's all kinds of crazy stuff in there. But really cool stuff. You make 40% if you sell, Kristen, remind me of this. Is it 40% if you sell online, 50% from the book? Yeah. So you make a lot. I tell this story every single year, but there was a girl, I think it was 2011, paid for all of Mission Akron and camp with just mixed bags. She made $450 just with mixed bags. Mm-hmm. Boom. Thank you. Yep. All right. So we're doing that as well. Chalk-covered strawberries, that will be for Mother's Day as we get closer to that. I'll tell you, we'll roll that out. We're going to roll that out after we get done with these. Let me go back to mixed bags just real quick. I'm sorry. I always forget this. We can continue doing mixed bag sales even after we're done. So on the 4th of March, we can start a new one. So like if you run into somebody that's like, oh man, I wanted to get that purse, and you're like, Chris, you can order that purse later. And he'll be pumped about that. So you can do that on the next one, all right? Pepperoni rolls, we will be doing May, June time. And support letters, we can give you support letters to send out if you need those. We can have those for you as well. Those are always a good thing to do. And those can always help because you never know if you got that family member that just wants to write you a check for the whole thing. It's happened before. So if you want those, let us know about that, and we can get you those. So that's pretty much everything. Last thing before we open it up for questions, you got the mic? All right. Is we have kind of changed up the website to make it a little easier. We got missionakron.com now. So everything is on missionakron.com. All of it is there. This meeting is being recorded, and it will be up on missionakron.com by tomorrow, so you can go back and listen, and maybe for those that that weren't able to be here. But everything you need is there. We need you to sign up. If you want to be a part of Mission Akron, there's a big sign-up button. Click that and sign up, and you'll be automatically added into the group so that you can be on the email list. Parents, I would encourage you to do that as well because your kids don't check their email. All right? So some of you do, but some of you don't. All of you, I do too. Yeah, once a month. That doesn't count. All right. So parents, I would encourage you to sign up as well just so that you're getting the communication also. I already talked about the per kid account, so you guys know that. Everything is on the website. We'll be communicating. Probably our number one form of communication other than announcements on Sundays and Wednesdays that the kids don't listen to will be through email that they don't read. So make sure that you guys read those as well. And students, listen to Mikey when he's doing announcements, all right? So I think that's it. Everything you need is there. Questions? Yes. 8th graders that are going to be Yes, they're considered high schoolers. That is correct. Yes. Correct. Okay. We'll talk about that. I'll talk to you about that personally. We can work out some things like that. Yes.
So, just clearing this up, we're only staying two.
You're not staying the night at all. Oh. Middle schoolers are not going to be able to stay the night at all, and neither are college age. We're. Yeah, you're going to be on the trip 3 days, but not staying the night. Potentially, we may figure out something because it depends on how early we need to leave for Cedar Point. So we might figure something out for that Friday night, just from a timing perspective, because we got to leave. We might have to leave early for Cedar Point, so we might figure something out there. But from an accountability standpoint, I just really feel more comfortable to divide it up this time. Yeah. You'll be a part of all of it. You'll be a part of all of it. It just depends on what's going on that day. We don't have everything figured out as far as what's happening on what day. But like the Jake's Reach events that Mikey was talking about, and the sock drive and all that. How many of you came to Trunk or Treat out of Connect Church? All of that stuff that we got for Trunk or Treat, we're going to get for these events. And so we're going to be running like that kind of stuff there. But everybody will be a part of everything. You guys, Allie, you guys will be able to be a part of coming to the food bank, I believe. That's going to be a great thing for you guys to be a part of. So there's going to be, we're kind of building it so that the days that you guys come are things that everybody can be involved in, and we're going to try to front load it with the stuff that we only need kind of the bigger people for, quite honestly. Yeah.
Are graduating seniors considered college?
No, we've never done that in the past. So no, if you're a senior, you graduate in June, right? Or yeah, tier. I hate when our seniors leave, but I get it. So you have to graduate. So way to get good grades. Right. So yeah, no, you're still considered staying full time with that. That's how we've always done that on missions trips. So no, you're good. You're good. But if you graduated the year before, no. Tyler, yes.
I know people who can't make it to church every Sunday morning just because people have jobs and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, like we had mentioned, it's a little more of the that's more specifically for the high school, middle school, in that regard. Not that we're not keeping everyone accountable, we are, but it's just a little bit different when you're, you know, college age and older. You know what I mean? Sometimes you got job and you got things, and so yeah, we can talk about that, and that's why we put Sundays, and or Wednesdays is there, because I realize that there's sometimes where I can't make Wednesdays. Or I can't make Sundays, or you know, we don't know what's going to happen with our schedule here when we move. There might be, I have no idea. You know what I mean? We're trying to kind of prepare for the unknown in some regards, because until we actually get over there, we don't really know what it's going to look like. There might be a couple of weeks where we're in this weird limbo. You just don't know. You know what I mean? We may have to nix Sundays for a little bit when we get over there. Who knows? You know what I mean? At least for students, not like the main service. We just don't know. You know what I mean? And so some of that is gonna be fluid, and we're gonna work with everybody as best as we can. But that's a good question. Yeah. Anything else? Is there food? Of course. Yeah. Oh, not today. No, not today. Sorry. There will be food in your future. Just not. All right. There may not be food in your future. No. Anybody else? Anything else? No stupid questions. I want everybody to feel extremely comfortable.
Anytime you put something in the box,
yep. Agreed. Everybody good? Anything we forgot? Go ahead.
We have these papers that say Mission Akron on them, 2019, and it has the vision and has all the projects and partnerships we're going to be doing.
Training meetings,
expectations, and then the costs. And they're on that back table back there. And then for the volunteer hours, we have a sheet back there, too, that has you guys, give you guys space to put your volunteer hours on there and then turn these in when you get your 10 hours. So.
Yep, we've got it all right there, as well as all on missionakron.com. So for those of you that were taking pictures of the screen, you don't need to because it's on the internet. Yes. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Our goal is to, we really would love for us to be able to stay at Connect Church, obviously. And so, yeah, you're going to want to bring air mattresses and sleeping bag or whatever, whatever you want to feel comfortable on. If you're Mike Nolan, you bring an entire bedroom suit. Yeah. No, we got all kinds of fun stories about that from years past. Not just him, though. Yeah, no, good question. But, yeah, we're hoping to do the exact same thing and then shuttle back and forth for showers, which that'll be interesting. But, yeah. Anybody else? Good?
Yep.
Oh, after this? Yeah. Aaron wants to see all the middle schoolers in the kitchen for just a sec. As soon as we're done. Don't be scared. Aaron's awesome. Yeah. All right, I'm going to, Mikey, close us in prayer, and then we'll be here for a few to talk as we get going.
All right. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you today to thank you for the opportunity we have to be a part of Mission Akron, Lord. I just pray that as we go into the summer, Lord, as we have these training meetings, that you watch over us, Lord. Bless our training meetings. Give us stuff to learn, Lord. And I just pray as we get into Mission Akron, Lord, that we have the mindset that we want to leave your footprint in our community, Lord, that we want to resemble you, Lord, that when people see us, that they see Christ, Lord. And I just pray that we change the community for your kingdom, Lord. And I just pray that you be with the finances, be with our safety, Lord, be with our spiritual health. Watch over us, Lord. Take care of us. Lord, we thank you for all that you do. We love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.